minutes left with Victor Boot. Then I'm going to open the phones up on a whole bunch of topics to cover a ton of other news I haven't hit right now. But I keep going back to we're on the precipice of global collapse that's been designed by the financial interest. They are gambling with all of our futures. Things are escalating quickly. It's totally insane. Victor, did you want to comment when we went to break on that last caller statement or make another statement, Victor?
Well, you're absolutely right. Anything Gerald Salante, you know, would mention for the past 20 years, you can take to the bank. Everything turns out, you know, very precise. He is a great source of the wisdom with all his experience, and his, you know, predictions are very accurate. This is my comments. Well, you're right. You know, the idea is what to do in this situation. And now this is depends eventually of activists from us, from the all the people all over the world who share the same values, who share the same understanding. And eventually, doesn't matter what which country you can talk about, you know, normal people there, they want a peaceful life, they want to practice their religion, they want to not to be disturbed, they don't want to have excessive
80%+ of the American people are against the Iran and Russia war, but it continues. Same thing in the UK, but Keir Starmer hangs on with the 14% approval rating. Steve in Alaska has a question that I've not heard, but reportedly he's heard it. Rumors that Putin will reclaim Alaska. Go ahead, Steve.
So I live in Alaska. I work in Alaska, and there's been rumors like you hear them, you know, people talking all this smack about how Putin wants Alaska back. So now that we have the upcoming economic crash, because I'm a black-pilled individual, Alex, I don't believe it's not coming or it's possible. I believe it is coming. They're going to crash the world's financial economy. So when that happens, usually that's when you'll see shifts like you know, land grabs, et cetera, and or trades between governments for land or whatever. So my question is if Russia was to actually repatriotize Alaska as a territory, how would the Russians treat the citizens here? You know what I mean?
I don't know what Victor's going to say, but Russia has too much land and all the Arctic stuff. No. They don't need Alaska. Russia's not expansionary. Or is that a wrong statement? Victor Boot, your take. Thank you for the call, Steve.
First of all, I would start with this, that we already own Alaska. It was sold when the American company who used to run the telegraph cables, Western Union, approached Russia with a proposal to build up a telegraph cable through Alaska and the far east of Russia up to the European part, up to Moscow and St. Petersburg. And then the idea of to sell Alaska come, you know, like to be some reality. And Russian government finally sold the Alaska for what was there, I guess, something like $3 or $4 million. So for us to come back and to say, oh, we want to reclaim Alaska, first of all, we sold it. And usually since you sold, it's not your property. If Alaska would be for sale, you might consider to buy it. But what you're going to do? Think of this. Russia is the still biggest country in the world. And we have more than half of the United States population. So we definitely have enough our own land. We just don't want to be disturbed. But for your theoretical question, how we will treat people, I would say there is a lot of Americans who are moving to Russia these days, and we're treating everybody equal. So,
caller sounded like a nice guy, but these are the type of rumors that are out there. Just, I hear Putin's coming to get us. It's pure crap.
First of all, if you see what's happened even in Donbass or Crimea, believe me, if people of Crimea or Donbass do not call Russia, hey, we want to join you, hey, we are Russians, we want to go back to our homeland where we belong, you know, nothing would happen. So the Putin since long time, and this is our philosophy, we're not fighting for territories, we're fighting for people. We never let our people, you know, behind. That's our main principle.
All right, Victor, another powerful interview. Thank you. People can follow you on X at Real Victor Boot, B-O-U-T. Thank you so much. Talk to you again next Tuesday. God bless.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls and news. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I am perpetual, I keep the country free. All right, I am loaded for bear with breaking news, analysis, a bunch of huge stories I haven't gotten to yet. But here's what I want to do. We got Jason in Rhode Island, Dean in California, no lock in Virginia on the Russia subject. Sorry, you can talk to Boot. What a rare treat that is. The guy does basically no interviews even in Russia. But he's a huge listener to the show forever, so that's why he comes on here. We appreciate it to get his perspective. But I want to open the phones up for people that disagree with me. So after these three callers, and I don't know if they agree or disagree or what their points are, I'm only taking calls. Now, when I do this, people call in and they're sarcastic, okay? I don't want satire. If you really think the Iran war is a great deal, if you think we should blow up Russia, if you think Ben Shapiro's right, if you think I'm the bad guy, let's say you're a leftist, I think that's very informative to just hear your mindset and how you operate. Now, we've got an hour and 52 minutes left of the show, so I'm not going to just take people that disagree for the whole time, but this phone system doesn't have like 40 phone lines like the other one has like 10. So what we can do is get, you know, a battery of people that disagree, and after about 10 calls, open it up for everybody else. Because we get all the phone calls we want, get people disagree, I got to fish for it. So, and I love the callers. You hear these callers going, is it okay if I talk about this? I'm not screening your calls on here. We don't really screen calls. Other than sometimes I'll say, this is the topic. We'll say, are you on the topic? But I don't screen your content on the topic. So you can disagree with me on anything you want, okay? But just don't do it disingenuously. If you're listening out there and you think, oh, I disagree with this guy about this or that or whatever, I want to hear from you because steel sharpens steel. And I want you to get a chance to get in because the phone lines load so fast. So let's put the number on screen for folks. Here's the new number here at the Alex Jones Network. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And if you're outside the United States, just do the U.S. country access code and then 512-266-0642. That is just callers that disagree with me. Because I also find it entertaining. But also want to give you a chance. We'll be watching Trump the next few days in China very, very closely. Chief executives to accompany Trump to China. The delegation includes business leaders across the wide range of industries, including Tim Cook of Apple and Elon Musk of Tesla. Also, shock poll, Marco Rubio beats J.D. Vance by double digits in 2028 primary showdown. Yeah, I like J.D. Vance a lot better than the neocon Rubio. Rubio is very, very accomplished, very well-spoken, everything else. He's, you know, done Trump's bidding so far, but I still... neocon pedigree, I would support, you know, J.D. Vance over him any day. In fact, I don't know if I can vote for Marco Rubio. When I was with Patrick McDavid, I said a few months, 3 or 4 months ago, he said, who do you think the leader is in 2028? Who's going to get the nomination? I said, well, I like Vance more, but I think it's Rubio. Just from what I was seeing on the ground and where the media is and all the rest of it, that's a big deal. And, Vance is getting all the blowback from Trump, and that's driving down his numbers when Rubio's the one supporting the war more than Vance. So it's just a shame. And you got all these attacks on Vance by people. Oh, he's really a globalist. He's really bad. He's got a very good voting record, folks. I mean, I like J.D. Vance compared to the Democrats. We're talking about Thomas Massie running for president. We're going to find out next Tuesday. They put all that Israeli money and other foreign money in against him. I think Massie overall is a great guy. Speaking of that, I've got a little minute-long Massie clip I want to play. In the final week stretch, here's my positive ad for the final week. This one's a minute long because I had too much to say to fit into 30 seconds. Let me know what you think, if you'd like, and want to help me broadcast it. Please chip in here. And he's been raising millions of dollars every few days to counter the tens of millions that the Israeli lobby is pouring in. And to Israel's credit, the Knesset just passed $760 million-plus dollars. I forget the exact amount. Israel funds $760 million to, quote, counter anti-Israel sentiment. How about people that are against you dragging us into total war? I've got some insane clips here from the World Jewish Congress that we're going to get to. And these are, if the UK was talking about these type of controls, I'd cover it, which the UK has been, or the EU. And I don't do a proviso, oh, I'm not anti-Semitic, don't call me anti-Semitic. If I wore a Hitler uniform and said, Heil Hitler, I'd be more popular. That's how unpopular Israel is. I literally don't want to destroy Israel. I don't think everything evil in the world comes out of Israel. When I criticize Israel, it is from a researched, credible, stabilizing force to want to have civilization. And I don't want to be part of this clash of civilizations where you're either with the left and the Muslims or you're with Israel and all it's doing and the Christian Zionists. No, thank you. I'm not eating any one of these dishes and I'm sick of it. But that said, Israel is acting very, very villainous and throwing its weight around in our domestic and foreign policy. It needs to stop. Here's Thomas Massie.
This is home. It always has been and it always will be. It's where I grew up. It's where I met Rhonda. It's the place that taught us both the lessons that we need to head out into the world. Kentucky is the place that welcomed us back to raise our own family after we realized there's no place like it. There are little towns like this all over the district, and it's an honor to be the one you've entrusted to fight for and represent you in Washington. If you'd told me as a kid that I'd been the one that got to do it, I'd have never believed you. But now, I can't even imagine not being the one who got to do it. So thank you for the greatest honor imaginable. It's beyond humbling you've trusted me. Our nation and Kentucky have enormous challenges and problems. But after every visit back home to Kentucky, and talking with you and holding my grandchildren, I'm more renewed than ever to keep fighting. I'm Thomas Massie, and I approve this message. And if you'd let me, I'd be humbled to have your vote and trust again to keep fighting for Kentucky.
There is such an incredible misrepresentation of what he's voted for and what he's done. Because I always liked him, and I follow a lot of what he did, but I didn't really laser beam in on him. And with him being so demonized the last year and a half, I really paid attention, and I really paid attention. I'd hear, like, he voted for the transgenders to keep him, in schools, and then he didn't. And you hear these lies over and over again. And yeah, he was one of the tiebreakers to get the Epstein files out. Literal cannibalism, Satanism, human cloning. Just say what it is, Jewish supremacy, talking about how we're all goy and slaves. And again, that's not the majority of Jews that are like that, but it's the elitist ones are. All these elites think they're the better than everybody. But, I mean, that's in there, and that's what they released. Can you imagine what they didn't release? Oh, we got the sex slave at the hotel. Can you imagine? But we forced that to come out. Imagine what they didn't release. They say half of it wasn't released. And they go, actually, 98% hasn't been released. If you go by terabyte by terabyte. So I'm proud of Massey and MTG. And you know, I'm proud of what I've done. Pride's not the word. I feel satisfied like I've done my job. Because, again, I'm not against this word pride. But they say pride goes before a fall. The Bible does. I don't get all these power trips and go, man, I'm famous. I'm successful. Man, I'm tough. Man, I've really done a great job. I've never really had pride. What I've had is the sense of doing what's right and feeling strong when I stand against evil and don't back down and usually successful. But I'll tell you a little something I've never shared. It's the weirdest thing in my whole life. Because I never sprain my ankle. I never fall over when I'm walking or running. You know, I'm a very stable guy. It's like a spirit comes into me for just a second where I'm at the shopping mall or hiking or wherever. And it's just pride for like a second. And I'll think, man, I'm really great. This feels great. It's like a high. Then I guess they get at Mar-a-Lago wearing tuxedos and strutting around and all that. I'm going to say Mar-a-Lago, you know, it happens everywhere. But every time I feel pride for just a second, I stumble. I turn my ankle. I fall down. It's like there's an angel right there. When the devil comes in with the pride spirit, the moment it, just for a second, I go, wow, this is pride. I feel really great about myself. I literally trip every time it hits me. That's weird. I know. I'm just telling you, it's the craziest thing that I'm not even allowed to have pride. But what I have is a sense of satisfaction and will and that I've done my duty. And it's a completely different feeling. And I never miss a step when I have that feeling. I have a problem, though, where I get where I'm so mad at the globalist that I get mad at myself. It's the opposite, where I'm just like, you are weak. You need to work harder. You need to get a better headline. You should have interviewed that person. You should have got up earlier. You should work harder. You just, what, you, and that just kills me. And then the Holy Spirit comes to me and says, listen, I'll give you the intel. I'll be there. You just need to keep following my directives. I was eating a little bit of, I never ate breakfast. I ordered breakfast, never ate it. I was eating some grits coming out of break. They got down the windpipe the wrong way. Excuse me. Guys, I'm out of water. Will somebody give me another Topo Chico, please, or just regular water? Thanks. So back to what I was saying. I can only tell you how my brain works by how describing what it's like. But the best place to get is just centered on God. Lead God and direct me, God. I'm going to do the best I can, and then just give it to God and just feel good about it. And when I say that to you, I'm not giving you advice. I'm talking about me. Because I've got to constantly just say, hey, I've done the best I can. And then my energy's clearer. It's pure. I get more done. Instead of that feeling of just like, man, I hate these people. Man, they're evil. Man, we got to crush them. Instead, just don't let them get under your skin. Don't let them get you mad. Just stop them. You just got to go in there deliberative and take them down. And I pick up that spirit from Congressman Massey. But the worst part of this was with Boebert and with a bunch of other ones. They'll say, we need to talk to you at the White House. And they come over and they call you in the Situation Room in the bunker with all the big screens and NORAD flashing and generals and everybody. And they say, you need to not vote to release the Epstein files. This is a national security issue. And try to intimidate people. And then it's like, and Trump, you're not MAGA if you want to, you know about Epstein. And I said at the time, I don't want him to cover up. And I'm like, if you're going to cover it up for whatever reason, just shut up and stop trying to bully us into submitting to your worldview and what you want. So the belligerency of Trump, we talk a lot about it because he's so important and can do so much good and still is doing a lot of good. But the turn of events gets worse and worse, and he belonged to us, so we're frustrated. And then to see a parade of neocon, never-Trumper rats who aren't even popular and who people hate, and Trump binding himself to them like tying bowling balls to your feet and throwing yourself or, you know, putting yourself in cement shoes. It's just horrible to watch this. Like, we knew what would happen with Iran. We knew it'd be a failure. We knew it'd kill the economy. And now we're right. And I see about a third of the comments on X. Oh, I used to love you for decades, but you became a Democrat operative, or you became an Iranian agent, or, you know, you're a traitor. I'm like, really? I'm a traitor. I'm not mad you're calling me a traitor. I'm mad that in your brain, you think that being accurate and truthful and constitutional is bad. And then constantly I'll see it where I'll have a report up with video of Trump saying something. And then people will comment saying, that's not true, you're a liar. Even though it's in the video Trump saying it. Because I'm used to the left lying and being delusional and crazy. But to see 30% or so of MAGA, that's all Trump's really got, just buying into anything, it's so sad for you. It's so sad that whatever happened to you, you're in this position. But a lot of you were mainline or normies, or you were Democrats before and you didn't vote. You just woke up recently. And so you bet on Trump and you want to believe stuff's going to be all right. And so you want to just think if you just get behind Trump, it magically makes it all okay. That's not the way the universe works. And even if we were successful in Iran early on, which I said wasn't going to happen, but I wish it would be, you can't have Israel with its political party that's in control, because that's who we're talking about, not even Israel itself, but the political party in control. Netanyahu has like a 50% approval rating, just like Keir Starmer. But he's able to manipulate the parliament through parliamentary control by getting coalitions together to override whoever the majority party is, or whatever party gets the highest vote. You know, you might have a party with 25 points. It's the biggest party, but it can't override the coalition of a bunch of other parties together. So that's how this works. And it's insane to have this tiny minority of people in a tiny country, not just the whole country, a tiny minority of a tiny country that's a tiny minority, who has gotten politically involved at every level, believing they're existentially trying to save themselves from extermination. That's the average Jew really believes that. And then the leadership of that puts them into a crisis, into a global conflict, and commits all these war crimes on TV to then create the very self-fulfilling prophecy that they're concerned about. And then I can look out to the next step, and the next step of the conflict that comes out of this, and then the foaming at the mouth against Israel that's conjured its own horrible thing. And I can tell you it spells total destruction. Golden Age update. Donald Trump becomes the first president to call for all Americans to observe Shabbat next weekend. For the first time in American history, a sitting president has called on the entire nation to observe a Jewish holiday. In a White House proclamation. Yeah, I saw that last week. I mean, look, everybody makes a big deal about that. Trump has brought Christians in. He goes to the pro-life rallies. He got a bunch of the heat off Christians with the IRS and people. And Trump is being, he has the Indians to the thing to have, you know, a Hindu celebration or whatever. So Trump's service and doing what Israel says is the problem. Trump letting Israel run our foreign policy is the problem. Trump declaring a Jewish holiday, I do not see that as a problem. Shabbat is a weekly Jewish day of rest, observation from Friday sunset to Saturday nightfall, celebrating creation, providing a 25-hour break from worldly labor. Well, Trump certainly doesn't follow that. It is considered a sacred sanctuary in time. It's a Sabbath, characterized by family meals, synagogue services, Torah study, and refraining from 39 categories of creative work, such as using electronics, driving, or cooking. Now, you could say, though, because I've always heard this from Seventh-day Adventists and people, what was the group always saying? And I forget which subsect. That, oh my gosh, the Seventh-day Adventists are the ones on Saturday. What's the Christian group or Christian subsect? No. Seventh-day Adventists do it on Saturday. I can't remember anymore. It doesn't matter. It's all just crazy town. But there's one group that says that when the president recognizes the Sabbath as Saturday, we're all doomed. Like the Noahide laws, all that other stuff. People are going to go crazy with this. It doesn't matter. Here's my deal. I have a relationship with God, and I don't have to follow the priest class and, you know, the Protestants or the Catholics or the Seventh-day Adventists or the Mormons or anybody. Okay, I know I'm fighting evil. I know I have a relationship with Christ. I know I read the Bible, and you know, Christ talked about that. He said, you don't need the priest class. You should pray in the middle of the night to God yourself in a personal relationship. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Then the New Agers go, oh, that means you're God. No, it doesn't mean you're God. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Your body is the temple in which God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, resides. It's very clear. And I don't mean to digress off of this. They just put that on screen, so I kind of went down a rabbit trail on that. But I'm going to come back and take your phone calls after I get to a few clips of the World Jewish Congress. I mean, if I wanted people to turn against me, if I wanted to act like a supervillain, if I wanted to be super creepy, if I wanted to get the world to think I was evil, I would say and do the things these guys are doing. It is absolutely 110% either completely, absolutely tone deaf, or it's being done on purpose. And I know a lot of the Likudniks over there are not stupid, and so you have to think, oh, they want to get as big a crisis as they can, kind of like Israel creating Hamas, funding Hamas, so they'd have an enemy. The oldest story in the book, folks, and it's not just Israel pulls this type of crap. We're going to go to break. Please remember, and this is serious. This isn't like I just say this. If you don't support us at thealexjonesshow.com, we won't be here, and the bad guys get what they want, and they'll get their new plandemics, their lockdowns, and cutting your son's Johnson off. Literally, we've turned the tide. We're recognized by the globalists. This broadcast, with our guests, the listeners, the films, all of it, as turning the tide against the New World Order. Well, we've got a lot more work to do, and I want you to commission me again in this fight with your word of mouth, sharing the articles, videos, live feeds of the show, praying for the broadcast, and buying the products. And the products really work. I only sell you something that works and is good for you, so you want to get it again and again. I treat you like I want to be treated. The 48-hour buy one, get one free sale ends tonight at midnight Central Time. Buy one Shilajit gummies, incredible nootropics, incredible naturally occurring peptides, supercharges men, women, libido, stamina, energy. Buy one Shilajit gummies, pineapple flavor, huge bottle of them, and get a whole nother giant bottle free. You can also buy one canister of Ultimate Creatine, the very best type of creatine there is. Not just great for your muscles, great for your brain, and get another one free. So the Shilajit gummies and Ultimate Creatine, both in tonight at midnight. Buy one, get one free. That is a super good deal. There's other big deals on Shilajit capsules, Atomic Defense Moon Booster, Irish Sea Moss, and T3 iodine. That's about to end. The very best iodine. The majority of people have serious iodine deficiency. It's not in the food, most of the food anymore. That's why you've got to take the right iodine. Most iodine is bound to an element. This isn't. That's why it's called atomic iodine. It's not radioactive. It's on the periodical chart. So get your T3 now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason we're staying on the air. I need your help. Plus, the products are great. Please take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Heard that caller earlier about his mom on the bovine colostrum and her hair and her skin getting so much better. Yeah, it's an incredible product. Just try the bovine colostrum. Try the Ultimate Ethylene Blue. You will not be disappointed. Believe me. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been running a series of flash sales for only 2 days. And the last sale ended last night, Saturday night, like I said. I'm announcing this live on air Sunday night, the 10th of May, 2026. So you have 2 days through Monday into Tuesday to get a massive buy one, get one free deal at our sponsor that owns the Alex Jones Network. Keep us on air, thealexjonesstore.com. And these products really work. Obviously, I want to be the most accurate news. I want our products to be the best, so you take them and you love them and you get blown away. Now, let me tell you about Shilajit. You can go research it. Even top scientists don't know how it happens. It's millions of years old. It's mainly in the Himalayas and a few other mountains, like the Carpathian Mountains and others. When they have a big earthquake, it will be revealed, and it's like this black tar inside the rocks. And it's full of all these insane peptides that just do amazing things for men and women and stamina and energy and libido and everything else. We have private labeled at thealexjonesstore.com the top-rated brand in the United States over a year ago. So when you get our Shilajit, you are getting the top-rated brand, private labeled by us, at a price a little bit lower than it's sold at Whole Foods and in stores around the country. This is, we don't reinvent the wheel. Most of our products are just a private label of whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the best. That's what we go out, we get, we private label it. You get it from us, it funds the operation. So, if you've never taken our Shilajit, this is about last year, it's got 5-star ratings, 90%+ reorder rate, dollarshillstore.com. Buy one Shilajit naturally flavored gummies, pineapple, get one Shilajit gummies bottle free. It's a huge bottle full of these delicious gummies. Just take one a day. It's ultra concentrated, the highest quality Shilajit, and a bunch of other super nutrients as well. Also, ultimate creatine. Not all creatine is created equal. Everybody knows it's great for muscles. It's even better for the brain. Look up creatine and Alzheimer's or brain boosting. We have the very best creatine, the very best type. Read the type of this. Look it up. We're not making that up. We want to sell you what really works. You can get Shilajit gummies, the very best, with the best creatine in a 48-hour buy one, get one free sale right now. So either one of those, the Shilajit gummies, the ultimate creatine, you have 48 hours as of Sunday night. It ends May 12th. You have 2 days to take advantage of this right now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, there's another big sale that ends in a couple days. Three different bundles. The Modern World Survival Stack. Normally $147, now $89. Shilajit Capsules, Atomic Defense, Immune Booster. It's good for your whole body. The Irish Sea Moss Capsules for a massive discount. That is the Modern World Survival Stack. We have the Gut Detox Defense Stack, Zeolite Detox, highest quality private label of Zeolite that detoxifies spike protein, heavy metals, draws it out. So important, an incredible Zeolite Detox Defense with the T3, best iodine on the market, the most pure on the atomic chart. One of the main things the enemy does is make sure there's not good iodine in the food supply. We have the very best, or most of the iodine that's out there is bound to another element, so you don't absorb it. This is pure iodine. It's incredible. T3 Trifecta iodine and bovine colostrum, a private label, the highest quality bovine colostrum out there. Women already know about this. It's the main thing women buy from us, but it's your skin, your hair, your eyes, everything. The first 2 weeks of any mammal's milk is just super powered. That is what this is, concentrated bovine colostrum. Normally $148, now $99. And some other big sales are about to end as well. Take advantage of them now and fund the second American Revolution worldwide. Be the reason we stay on the air at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Want to thank you all for your support. Be a VIP. Get $40 to spend free in the store now as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
To drink some delicious coffee out of my straight frog, Save the Frogs cup. From RealAlexJones.com, you can get the Save the Frogs classic at RealAlexJones.com. That's the shopping cart that has a lot of items that are not available at TheAlexJonesStore.com, but owned by the same company that funds this operation. All right, here's the deal. I said I was going to get into the World Jewish Congress and this insane statements and just a declaration of war against anybody that doesn't agree to Zionist supremacy, not just in Israel, but across the world. I mean, it's really the cliche. It's really happening. It's a total nightmare. I did not have this on my bingo card. I'm usually the guy that's tomorrow's news today. But about half the billionaires in the world are Jewish. And you know, Netanyahu says, well, you're just jealous of that. No, I'm not jealous of that. Just hire people, run good companies, whatever. No, we just don't want to be drugged into total war with Russia and China. We don't want to be censored and controlled. We're tired of being called Nazis when we're not. And a lot of people you've called Nazis go ahead and say, okay, I am. I love Hitler. Well, that's not me. That's because I have my own research and integrity, not because I'm scared of you and your lobby that has attacked me and hunted me and sued me and attacked my family. And right at the heart of it's been the Jewish supremacy mafia. And I've not given you what you want. Because you want me to come after you so that you can play victim and then get all the Jews that aren't awake to think, oh my God, everybody's after us. Well, yeah, you're trying to get people to come after you. And I'm not allied with Islam. And I'm not allied with the left. I'm an American. I like Thomas Jefferson. You want to know what I really think? I love Thomas Jefferson. I believe in America. I'm an American. I believe in everybody having freedom. I believe in everybody be able to come together. And up here on the mountain, Martin Luther King said, you know, live together and be happy. But the clash of civilizations now is between globalists and populists. And Israel and their lobby has come in to be the champion of the globalists worldwide and push their agenda, which is reviled and hated. Klaus Schwab had to step down over all this. Bill Gates is basically in hiding. So's Anthony Fauci. That's the mad scientist of the real top of this thing. And now Israel's like, hold my beer. I'll come in and attack anybody that criticizes any of these evil agendas. And we'll just censor and shut everybody down. And I'm just like, you're crazy. So I said I'd get to it later. I'll get to it after all these calls. But I'm kind of already getting there and play these clips. But it is just absolutely cloud cuckoo. It's cloud cuckoo world. But nevertheless, I'm going to oppose it, whether it's the EU selling tyranny or the UK or China or the majority of the Israel lobby just trying to go in a bar and pick a fight with the biggest guy. And I should do a whole show on the different ways this is going to unfold. It's not good for anybody. This is really demonic and really stupid. And the only way the Israel lobby gets away with what they're doing is gigantic false flags that make 9/11 look like a firecracker going off next to 1,000 pounds of C4. And so I've got a review of just some of the history of Israel staging false flags against itself that are documented that we'll get to later in the fourth hour, because that's what you tune in for is tomorrow's news today. It's not like you need me to tell you that we're in the wheelhouse of false flags. But by exposing false flags, and big groups, institutions, organizations all do this, okay? And that's not a defense of Israel. But I also going to say, oh, Israel's the only one that ever does this. No, this is a standard operating procedure for corrupt organizations and powerful groups. But Israel's really good at it. And has a big history of it. I mean, you could say, I wouldn't say Israel's the MVP. It's like when you're debating who the greatest quarterback of all time is. Like, oh, they're the best. Well, actually, they're the best. You know, there's five or six quarterbacks that are like, then they're the top five or six really good at this, okay? I mean, they're right up there at the top. They could be number one at it. I'm not sure. The czars were experts at it. The communist Russians were experts at it. The U.S. government's a master of it. British intelligence is a master. German intelligence is really good at it. But Israel, since 1947, they've really made up for time. And they've been caught a lot. Mainly because their own people finally, you know, blow the whistle. Which shows Israel's not just one big monolithic thing. But if you don't know that the false flags have already been prepared, and that the Israel lobby's got their finger on the trigger, and they don't have collaborators inside our government when they pull this off, I predict it's going to make 9/11 look like a flesh wound compared to a big one, a grievous wound. But enough of that. Oh, we had three callers that disagreed. One of them hung up. We got Jeremy in Texas disagrees. William in Scotland disagrees. But in fairness, I said go to the head of the line. I said with new calls, I want to have Jason and Dean and Nolock, who were on the Putin thing and the Russia thing, be able to finish quickly, and then I promise we're going to Jeremy in Texas, William in Scotland, Sam in Tennessee, and others. So don't hang up, William in Scotland, you're up next, and then Jeremy, please, I want to hear from you. But damn, do I babble a lot. I do. But I'm actually saying some things, too. So let's go to Nolock in Virginia. You're on the air. All right, he's gone. He dropped. Boom! Let's go to Dean in California. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Congratulations on the new studio, bro. Nothing can get you guys down.
Let me stop you. If you don't spread the word and support us financially, we will shut down. I'm not invincible. I'm not even tough. I'm nobody. I just want to fight tyranny. I have the will to fight. That God gave me an ace of spades when it came to that. But this dog don't hunt unless you feed the dog. So thank you for allowing me to do this, Dean.
Absolutely, Alex. Absolutely. I want to check out the CMOS gummies and maybe the colostrum too. But, you know, I think we're in a time of great change. The globalists and whoever they call their master, you know, whether it be evil lizard people or Satan or both, I think they want to drag as many people as they can down before the consciousness fully shifts in a higher dimensional wavelength.
They're definitely like putting fluoride. It's in CIA documents released from the 50s. Put fluoride in the water and poison in shots to lower our consciousness, that we're an electrochemical transceiver crystal that interfaces with intergalactic space wind, and that we're completely psychic, and they did all these studies, and they had to suppress it with poison, or we would transcend them. That was declassified a month ago.
100%.
And I had every old-timer tell me, they're calcifying the pineal, your DNA is a transceiver, we're electrochemical water liquid crystal. We already knew this. And then there's the CIA going, we're poisoning them so they don't transcend.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
What a bunch of jerks. Like, you know this. You don't want to help humanity move to the next level? Like, that is so uncool.
They could be on the spaceship of a part of the best party you could ever have forever, but they want to stand in the way because they're freaking idiots. They're total idiots.
They're threatened by freedom. They already have the control, so they're like, well, they're not going to let anybody else have. You know, no, we got a real leader is so confident, they go, let everybody else rise with them. But they don't have it. They don't have it.
I do. I feel like they're afraid to surrender to a higher power. They have to have the power, and they're afraid to just let it go, put it in
God. What did I talk about start of the hour? I have to every day surrender to God. And I'm not a prideful person. I'm not trying to fight God, but I get mad that I'm like, I got to beat him. I got to beat him. And I'm like, no, God's in control. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm out here in California. We have, like, a lot of crazy stuff going on. There's a gubernatorial election happening basically right now. And then we have that kind of celebrity running against Karen Bass to kind of dethrone her.
Communist demon, literal Cuban intelligence agent. What a sack of filth.
Cubano communist. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Have you been, when's the last time you've been to downtown L.A., Alex? It literally feels like the end of a world scenario. Half the building.
I mean, I was already there 3 years ago and it felt like that, so I don't need to go back.
It's worse now, man. It's so sad. It's so sad to see what they've done to that city, especially downtown. The rest of the city, you know, more or less operates. But just that downtown that's like 6 blocks, 7 blocks, it's horrible.
I hear you. I'm going to jump. Now, thank you. I got to jump. Jason in Rhode Island, thank you for calling. Go ahead. Then we're going to go to these disagreeers. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First time, long time. I just want to appreciate everything you do. And, you know, we got to all do our part as well to keep you on the air. And I got my first methylene blue, and it works great. My main question is, why doesn't Trump accept Putin's help, like, at all in this Iran war? Like, I don't get that at all. He's always like, oh, worry about Ukraine. It's like, well, let's worry about this, and maybe we can all collaborate and both at the same time.
Here's what's going on. And that was an hour-long breakdown, but Trump never screwed any underage girls. That's not his MO. There's no evidence. But a big crew he brought in. He's all, oh, yeah, release it. And they brought it to him. They said, sir, this is in here. And they said, oh, my God, shut it down. And I predict, because I already knew it was true, you know, his wife was a prostitute, which she wasn't, and all the rest of it. They put that out, and Trump just got pissed and said, shut it down. Ludnick, you know, has been lying about being with Epstein. So Trump decided it'll hurt the economy too much to do this. Even Pam Bondi said, we've released this, it'll hurt the stock market. So he's decided he's not going to go back on it, and it's terrible. And so those of us that have morals, yeah, we get lesser two evils. We get compromised. Not on stuff like this. Not eating kids. Not human cloning. You know, not the devil worship. Sorry. I'm not going to just... I mean, once I saw enough of it and the cover up, I just can't be part of it. So I'm sorry. It's just I'm not doing it. And so and he's just like, I knew that the Iran thing was going to fail. The Pentagon said at least a year to make them fall. By then, the economy shot. Exactly. And so now we're 73 days in, and it's already disaster. So I'm not going to lie to people. I'm not.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I mean, I just don't get why he doesn't accept, you know, or at least, you know, have Putin's influence on it.
Because they're blackmailing him with his business associates.
I know, and it's a damn shame. Like, why hasn't Howard Lutnick been at least resigned? Like, he is such a distraction now, and he's a total fraud, and he's been exposed. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I say this not as an analogy. I don't want Lutnick to be hurt or turn him into a victim. I don't hate Lutnick. I don't know how bad he is. I just know he lied about going to the island, living next door, and all the best buddy stuff, and does a bunch of insider trading 9/11 and currently. But here's the deal. He should be shot out of a cannon out of the White House. I don't mean literally kill him, but, you know, politically, he should be fired out of a cannon. He should be gone so fast. But no, Trump continues to protect him.
Yep, and that's only hurting him, and Trump's just digging his own grave. But every day that Howard Lutnick's there and this stupid war goes on, and, you know, gas was like $2 and change here in Rhode Island, and now it's $5 a gallon. And
we
okay.
have the actuaries. It's already going to kill the recovery. And it's not like, oh, yep. Have a recession, it's okay. Short-term pain, long-term gain. No, the country goes belly up. Our credit rating gets lowered. We're done. And we're basically already, our gooses might be cooked already, thanks to the call. Again, this is an economic fact, folks. This has all been war game. It's all been actuaried. This is what's so frustrating. So I've used the analogy all the time, every week. Because when I went and saw Deepwater Horizon 15 years ago, whenever it came out, I had covered, you know, the trial, the Sybil case, and I was like, this movie's so accurate. And then I watched a documentary about it, where they use transcripts and the corporations tape the discussions, most of them. So what you see in the movie, most of the dialogue is word for word from the corporate record. And again, it's the deepest well in the world at the time. They're dumping all this concrete in. I know most of you already know the story, but it's just so important. And they have like 50 million a day they're dumping concrete into the hole so it doesn't blow up when they hit gas that they're estimating from these fields is going to hit. And the BP executive calls up and says, oh, London called. We're not going to put in that $50 million or $45 million a day of cement, they call it mud, because we just don't think we need it. And the engineers go, if we hit gas pockets like you think, it will explode. And they go, we don't care, go ahead and do it. And they don't do it, and then half a day later, it blows up. But, I mean, it's like it's the same deal with Iran. I'm not for the mullahs. It's not going to work. The Pentagon said 8% chance. With all their AI and all their stuff. And then they even leaked that Trump shouldn't do it, hoping he wouldn't. And that's like Eric Prince. He's a big hawk. He came out and said, I can't, the day it started, he goes, I can't believe Trump did this. He'll be trapped now, and then it'll be boots to the ground. And this is just, he said, I cannot believe this. And people went, how do you know there'll be boots on the ground, you Qatari agent? You know, just, and now they want boots on the ground. Because he studies threat escalation ladders. You think the average neocon person, when Rubio talks about threat escalation ladders, you think they even know what that is? No, they don't know. They just pretend they know. Now, even the dumbest conservative is way smarter than a liberal. But I'm still saying, it's like, I'm not feeling confident and smart that I know all this. I feel sorry for our species. There's just many dumbasses. Because if you don't know about all this stuff, you should keep your mouth shut. I'm not censoring you. I'm just saying, I don't walk into some diesel repair shop working on 18-wheeler engines and go, oh, that's a 7943. You ought to put the oscillator on the blah, 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 blah. I don't know jack crap about diesel engines. I don't know how to put up a testing equipment. I mean, I know where you put the oil and this and that. I mean, it's like wandering into, like, people have been diesel mechanics for 30 years and like, well, this is where you pee in and then you crap in that hole. And I mean, it's just like, get out of here. You're idiots. You're going to get us all killed. I'll gouge your damn eyeballs out. Oh, man, I'm silly me. I don't know what I do. I'm obsessed with this since I was 10 years old. This is what I do. I know what I'm talking about, and I've proven it, and we're in a lot of trouble. And Trump's all bloated like a big peacock. all these sycophants around him. It's got doom written all over it. And then I sit there, offered huge amounts of money over the years by the globalists to sell out the country. Never did it. So instead, I get to be pissed on by Trump and pissed on by some of his moron supporters, the minority of them, and just watch the whole Rome burn. So I'm getting mad. I'm sorry. I've been really angry lately. I shouldn't be like that on air. I apologize. Don't let me get started, okay? Oh, it'd be great radio, great TV, but it's not good. Not good for my health, man. I start saying what I really think. I'm going to have... I tell you what I really think politically, but I mean, if I really start going after people, because I'm not mad because people attack me. I don't give a count. I'm mad because you're so ignorant. The people that you don't know what you're talking about, and you have no respect for people that have put in the dues and have been proven they're right. That's what pisses me off. Like those jackass executives at BP. We don't need put the concrete in there. Watch. It's like watching an idiot pour gasoline on themselves and pull a matchbook out. You go, hey, you're going to burn up. They're like, no, I'm not. And instead, they're going to burn us up with them. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of the left too making have babies. I'm tired of the globals coming after our kids. I'm tired of, oh, communism's going to work this time. They know it's not going to work. People running it want to wreck everything. All right, I'm going to stop now. I apologize. William in Scotland disagrees with Jeremy, Ryan, Sam, and others. William, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, my friend.
Yeah, you're wrong on a number of things. I disagree with you on a number of things, but I agree with you about a lot of things, and I definitely do respect you. I respect the work that you've put in over the years and for the things that you've proven to be right about and for the ridicule you've taken. So thank you so much for that.
I appreciate you.
Sorry?
Go ahead. I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So in terms of what I disagree with you about, it's your entire perspective. I think you've been in the darkness, exposing the darkness for so long that you don't realize that there's so much brightness right now. And it's almost as if you're clinging to Plato's cave. And I'm here on the phone right now calling you from Scotland to tell you to get out of that cave, Alex. Explore the world and let's face the coffee. It's time to celebrate, because we are living in a prison, and the way out of a prison is to riot, and the people are rioting. People are becoming smarter. People are using the tools, and people are teaming up, Alex, and they're exposing the darkness that you've done over the years, and it's unstoppable. So all of this fear that you're putting out there about the globalists or these politicians, it's completely pointless, because we as a humanity are winning this, and I think it's time to have some fun. It's time to get cooling the gang on, and it's time to celebrate and just let this circus play out.
Well, listen, that's a powerful call. Don't hang up. I want you to be able to elaborate here. But don't get me wrong. There is a global awakening. The globalists are in trouble. That makes them even more dangerous. They've closed the strait. It's going to kill the world economy. It's going to starve hundreds of millions to death if it continues. So I'm pissed about those. Yes, in general, we're winning. The tide has turned. I am very positive about that. But at the same time, if I don't explain this whole hantavirus thing's basically fake, it's a power grab, and we don't get ahead of it and warn people about new lockdowns, if I don't expose it, it's not fear-mongering to say, hey, there's a pothole up there, or, you know, turn the stove off. When you got grease on it, it'll burn the house down. So don't get me wrong. I am very optimistic, and I agree with you, the Great Awakening's here, but it's going to take time. We also need to keep spotlighting bad stuff the globalists are doing, right?
No. Tell them that by the fact that they're going so fast. People are saying, hold on a minute, hang on, that doesn't make any sense. And they're using the best tool, I think, that we've got, and that's mockery. And I would say the best advice for all your listeners, all the truckers out there in America, all the people working in wherever, whatever you're doing right now, the best tool is mockery, because the way to overcome fear-based narratives is not by opposition, it's by irrelevance. And I already see it, Alex.
No, I agree. I was thinking this morning. that Tim Dillon's always been funny, but he's the best ever. He just makes fun of them, and I can get in that mode too. Yeah, exactly. I do need to mock them more. You're right, because that I'm like a fighter. I go, this is a major enemy. Get ready. Let's fight. But at one level, just making fun of them and how pathetic they are is the way to go. I think you're right, actually, overall.
Yeah, and just the final thing, are you familiar with the concept of Wetiko?
Wetiko?
Yeah, Wetiko is a word from American Indians.
No, you're talking about the skinwalkers. You're talking about skinwalkers.
No. Wetiko is the psycho-spiritual disease of the mind. It's otherwise described as a fear virus or dark energy. This is something that can infect humanity. It's basically what politics is. Wetiko dominates politics. It's what narcissists are. They have Wetiko. I think there's a responsibility for us as awake people to educate ourselves about this idea of dark energy, of fear virus, of what the demons want.
No, I mean, you're right about Wetiko in general. Hold on. But Wetiko, with the Plains Indians and everything, is that someone would become possessed by it and then actually become a skinwalker. So I understand the general psychological Wetiko aspect, but the original Wetiko is a person, even a shaman or whatever, a good person, can become possessed by darkness and have the light pushed out until they become totally possessed, and they become an actual Wetiko. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that, but I'm just talking about it and riffing off of the book. There was a book in 2013 called Dispelling Wetiko, and what I'm getting at is I think there's a responsibility for us as awake people to make sure that we're not hosting this virus.
No, you're right. I always said that earlier. Got to give it to God. Don't look too long in the abyss lest you become the abyss. I agree with you. So we don't disagree. You're right. I need to know that God's in control. I'm going to fight as hard as I can, but leave it with God and not stare into the evil so long that I go crazy. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And where I'm just going to get to, and I'll let you move on to the next caller, is I think there's an onus on all of us, Alex, to do the inner work, because that's how we change the world outside of us, is by everybody raising their vibration. And it's only by us all raising our vibration that we will bring about this new earth full of new humans, and we will have peace on earth. And I think I'd like to see more of that from you. I'd like to hear more about spirituality. I'd like to hear more about clearing. And I feel a lot of the stuff that you're putting out, and you've done great work, as I said at the start of the call, but there's a lot of fear, and I'd like to hear more about this new world, because it's very easy to...
No, I agree. We all need to be more positive. I totally agree with you. All right, we'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Thank you so much. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.